Pendengar sekalian, laporan sosial kohesi Australia Today dari Scanlon Foundation berdasarkan survei terbesar yang pernah dilakukan untuk melihat isu-isu warga kelahiran Australia dan warga imigran Australia. Salah satu tema utama dalam survei itu adalah masalah permukiman awal di negara ini. Banyak orang yang tiba dengan visa keterampilan independen mengatakan mereka berjuang untuk menemukan pekerjaan dan hampir setengahnya menunjukkan bahwa mereka hanya pas-pasan saja atau berjuang untuk membayar tagihan. Dan mereka yang masuk dengan visa kemanusiaan dan suaka juga mengatakan mereka menghadapi kesulitan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Banyak orang yang tiba dengan visa keterampilan independen dan visa dalam kategori khusus lainnya menghadapi kesulitan yang signifikan dalam mencari pekerjaan, baik di bidang kualifikasi mereka maupun dalam bidang pekerjaan lain. Itulah salah satu temuan dalam laporan Australia Today dari Scanlon Foundation yang meninjau kohesi sosial di negara ini. Salah satu responden dalam survei yang diikuti oleh lebih dari 10.000 orang itu mengatakan ia tidak bisa mengembangkan diri dalam profesinya dan sekarang bekerja di sebuah lembaga yang berhubungan dengan imigran.
When you go to Vodafone to have a plan, they ask you an address. You don't have an address. When you go to rent a property, they ask you for rent history, but you don't have any. They ask you for pay slip. You don't have any job. You apply for jobs, but they won't give you any job because you don't have local experience. You don't have the local degree.
Penulis utama laporan itu, Profesor Andrew Marcus dari Monash University mengatakan bahwa laporan itu menyoroti masalah dalam kategori visa tertentu pada saat imigran itu tiba untuk pertama kalinya dan hari-hari selanjutnya.
The ones in our survey who are most successful with regard to employment are the 457 visa holders who have jobs arranged for them prior to arrival. That's the terms of their admission. Those who come from New Zealand on special category visas also look to be doing well in the labour market. Humanitarian entrants, asylum seekers, not going to surprise people the findings that they are doing much less well.
Profesor Marcus mengatakan banyak migran yang berketerampilan juga mengalami kesulitan.
People who come as skilled migrants who've passed the points test, gained admission into Australia, but having come independently without any jobs lined up, many of them report that it is very difficult to break into the job market. The requirement that they submit applications online doesn't necessarily work well for them. There's a sense maybe that jobs are being filtered in such a way that, you know, if you're identifiably of immigrant background, you've got less chance of actually being called up for an interview.
Seorang pengikut dari kelompok terpusat itu menjelaskan pengalaman temannya yang menganut agama Islam.
One of my friends, his name is Muhammad, like he's obviously Lebanese. Because his name was Muhammad, he didn't get a job on his resume, but when he changed his name to Michael, he was called for an interview. As you can see, he's stereotyped straight away.
Komisaris dari Race Discrimination Australia, Dr. Tim Sotom Masane mengatakan diskriminasi di tempat kerja juga sering terlihat dari cara-cara orang-orang itu memperlakukan nama-nama yang beragam.
We know from research that if you have an Anglo-Celtic or Anglo-Saxon name, then you're more likely to be invited to interview when you apply for a job when compared to having an Asian or a Middle Eastern name. And this reflects how unconscious bias takes place or is expressed in employment settings. People may not always be conscious of their biases, but it can result in discrimination against people who don't have Anglo-Celtic or Anglo-Saxon names.
Seorang pria dari Sudan Selatan yang untuk pertama kalinya bekerja dalam bidang real estate menjelaskan hal itu dari sudut pandang yang berbeda.
The sick a dark-skinned guy working in such a job, such a profession, it's a surprise. It's different. If I was in America, it's a norm. But here, it's different. It's like, oh, you people do this type of jobs? I don't take it as racial or anything, but it is still a taboo.
Banyak orang yang tiba dengan visa kemanusiaan mendapatkan bahwa mereka mendapat kesulitan dalam berintegrasi dalam bidang ekonomi. Hanya 36% menyatakan bekerja, sementara 20% sedang mencari pekerjaan, dan sisanya 44% menjadi pengangguran. Meskipun demikian, semua menunjukkan pandangan yang positif dan mengidentifikasikan diri dengan taraf tinggi dengan negara ini. Lebih dari 80% menyatakan mereka puas dengan kehidupannya di Australia, dan hanya 5% saja yang mengatakan mereka kecewa. Dr. Sotomasane mengatakan survei itu memberikan riset yang sangat berharga dan jelas menunjukkan multibudaya Australia masih belum lengkap.
We've had plenty of anecdotal experience about discrimination, particularly in the workplace and in our neighbourhoods, but having data of this kind ensures that there's solid statistical information and evidence that will be immensely valuable to policymakers and to anyone with an interest in immigration and integration.
Profesor Andrew Marcus mengatakan, meskipun banyak masalah yang diangkat dalam survei itu, namun Australia masih tetap menunjukkan sebagai negara yang bagus bagi imigran. Ia mengatakan bahwa pandangan itu didukung oleh kedudukan Australia di dalam dunia internasional.
If we're going to just pick out one positive, it would be that it's a wide measure of agreement that Australia is a good country for immigrants, good country for the native born. You know, if it wasn't such a good country, there wouldn't be so many people trying to migrate to Australia.